Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Have you been receiving the message that it is time to surrender? Time to let go. Amazing. Thank you, the divine. But what in the world does surrender even mean? Well, that is why we are here with this podcast episode. Today, we have messages all about surrender. And believe me, I wanted to put this episode off. I wanted to push it to a few more weeks, but it has been harassing me. So I'm like, wow, people must really be hearing this and getting this message. So I'm hoping that I can clarify why that is coming your way, what surrender really means. And if you haven't heard the message at all, but you're here listening, obviously this is for you. So let's see what surrender means in your life, where you're being asked to surrender, and what is the whole point of this anyways. So to get started, I want to explain why this is coming our way. And the truth is that surrender is one of the greatest tools that we can take with ourselves into this new earth or this new life or this new paradigm shift that we are all having. And I'm sure you've felt this, right? Almost the way you've tried to make things happen are not working anymore. We've talked about this a ton on the podcast, this kind of pushing, earning, linearness or whatever of trying to get what we want isn't really getting us anywhere. And it's because the rules have completely changed and our realities are actually rewarding something different. So like the vibration we were coming from is just not working the way that it used to. And there are new tools in this new place. And there's like new rules, basically. And one of the biggest tools is the tool of surrender. It almost looks like it's a bit of a puzzle piece or like we're in some sort of video game and they're like, here, take this wand. It does magical things. Wait until you see what it can do. But a lot of us don't even know what it is or how to use it. I mean, I am somebody that I remember when I was first being introduced to the word surrender, I was very confused by that. I think a lot of people explain it differently. I think it's one word that can have many different meanings. So I was really trying to feel into the energy of it and also understand like why it seems so important right now. Like why is it coming to us right now in this place where we really are trying to create our lives and we're really trying to, you know, shift our reality, how can we then be also told to surrender? It kind of sounds like the opposite of what we're trying to do here. So we really just want to start by understanding it as a tool for this new earth that we are all experiencing. Message number one, surrender is the awareness that we are not creating alone. So think about the opposite of surrender, which is control, making things happen, feeling a ton of pressure, like everything is on us. It's our fault. It's my job to get this done. My kid's gonna be messed up if I don't take control of this. My career is not gonna go where I want it to go unless I take control of it. So that's the opposite of surrender. Where surrender is this only comes in because we're finally being pushed to this awareness that like, oh my gosh, duh, I am not doing this alone. So I can't make everything happen on my own because I am not alone. I am not a singular one being. I am actually connected to everything else. And everything is connected to me and I am connected to it. And that means from the highest level to God, the divine that I'm connected to all the way to the like lowest level, which is like my environment, the people, everything in my life. So I have to surrender this concept that I am in control and that I'm making everything happen. Now, as people that are interested in energy and creators and we have all these like things that we want to make, that may sound very discouraging, right? Because we want to believe that we are creators. And I feel like there's a lot of material out there that tells us that we are creators and we want to be able to use that ability to create. And surrender is a tool for creation. It's not that we're being told that we are not creators and that we can't create, but we may not be able to make something happen, but we can create something. And that's the biggest difference where we're coming from this place of like making things happen. I'm the only one. I made this happen. I take full credit versus creating something, manifesting something, right? It's a little bit more magical. And we tend to not want to believe in the magical because it sounds easier to like force and make things happen. But I'm sure you've all been to the point where you've been trying to make something happen and it doesn't happen. So you're like, okay, now what do I need to learn? And surrender is just that reminder that we're not in it alone, whether that's like the divine that's with me or even these environments that I create in, I'm connected to all things. So I might be trying to create something, but then I am really connected to my partner, or I am really enmeshed with my mother. And as long as I have that going on, my creation power is not working super well because I am connected to these people that are creating their own reality. And then I'm a supporting actress in their reality, which then affects my main star reality. So realizing that everything is connected and realizing that we can't just force something to happen without looking at the interconnectedness of our lives. Another way to see this is really to understand that we can invite God and the divine into the work that we're doing. This surrender of like, whoa, wow, I'm not doing this all by myself. It's that surrender moment of when you've tried to, let's say you're like, oh, I want to date this kind of person and you attract this kind of person. And then you realize you're like, oh, wow, this is exactly not what I want. Or you try to force your way to this job that you thought was going to make you happy. You get that job and you're like, oh, wow, this really sucks. And those are the moments where we surrender and we're like, okay, perhaps I don't have the highest vantage point and perhaps I don't truly know what is ultimately good for me. Maybe I need to introduce and bring in the divine in this moment and be like, I'm trying to control this. I'm trying to be very specific and it's not working out for me. I have a feeling that you may know better, that you may know more, that maybe you are seeing things from a higher vantage point and I would like to work together with you and to surrender to a little bit more of your plan and even to not only surrender like I'm not going to be involved anymore, but really being like, I would love to try to understand your plan and I'm going to surrender what I thought I needed to do. I'm going to surrender how I thought I needed to move forward and I'm going to surrender this idea that I am in full 100% control and creating things in a total blank space where nothing else exists. And that isn't true. So that is truly what surrender is. So my next question to surrender was, well, what are we being asked to surrender? And obviously everybody's going to have it a little bit different, but in a general sense, I was getting that we are being asked to surrender our ego, which is attached to survival. So it's this part of us that is trying to create things from a place of thinking that I can actually outsmart the rest of the people. That like if I can just get this thing, I'm going to be happier and I can get out of this wild, wild west that I'm in. The way that I was seeing it when I was receiving the message was I saw a person inside a forest, right? Where there was like all sorts of scary animals. And this person was like, well, if I just build a house, if I can become smart enough to build a house, I will outsmart all the other species here and nothing bad will ever happen to me. But right now I feel very vulnerable and very unsafe because I'm amongst all these wild animals and I just want to create this house. And of course, it's normal for us to want to have safety and all those things. But this is like a type of our ego where, again, it's this idea that we are separated, that we're not connected to everybody else, and that in order to survive, I need to make my own place and make my own self safe and think that I can outsmart things, make things happen completely on my own, not realizing that I'm part of something bigger. And also the ego is telling us that this one thing is going to solve all our problems. If I can just make that house in the forest, it will solve all my problems. And then the next day, some freaking hurricane comes and knocks down the house, right? So it's like, you think that that's what's going to make you happy, but that's not really what is going to make us happy. So right now, where we are asking to surrender is from a place where we are trying to make something happen that we believe is going to make us happy once we have it. And that is not true. And it's actually not the best North Star to have because it's a North Star that is coming from a place of survival rather than a place of love and creativity, abundance, and oh, I'm just so excited to be a creator versus I need to survive and I need to get these things in order to feel good and in order to set myself apart from the rest of this crazy pack that I'm in. And we are not bad people for doing that. It's so subtle when we do it. And what's funny is that what you desire may not necessarily need to change. It's not that we're saying like, oh, you shouldn't want that house, or you shouldn't want that relationship, or you shouldn't want your business to make that much money. It's just that the actual place where that is coming from is a place of survival, and therefore making the path very difficult because it's actually not the path that gets you to the thing that you want. So the thing that you want actually remains very similar. And I'm going to show you how you can really get to the truth of your desire. It's getting the desire, but minus these ego parts of ourselves. And yes, it is true that kind of chasing that and following that and moving towards that will bring us happiness, but only because it's in alignment with who we truly are and what our soul is really here for, but not because this one shiny thing is going to make me happy. And it's actually not a thing. It's a vibe. It's a feeling. And we're going to talk about that. So as we start to let this go and be like, okay, I'm going to let go kind of the ugly parts of this desire, like the parts that are probably even hiding from me. So for example, let's say I want to make $20,000 a month consistently in my business, living a really great life and doing these things. There is nothing wrong with that desire, right? But within that desire, there may be something that is more true. Actually, that desire is not as true as why you actually are chasing that. The question is, why 20,000? Why in your business? Why? And when you really ask that question, you will get to the heart of it, which the heart of it may be, I want to live in a world where I am valued, where my gifts are valued, where my talents are valued, and I just feel completely valued for what I'm doing. That feeling of being valued, then yeah, accidentally provides the 20,000 that you wanted, right? But when we're focusing on the 20, it's a little bit more of this ego place of thinking, when I reach to 20, I will be happy and everything's going to be amazing. When the truth is, if we stripped the ego from that desire, we were like, surrender that ego. We're like, oh, it's this idea that I want to be valued. And then the surrendering part is because valued is like, you're really letting go. You have to be okay with knowing that it might not manifest as $20,000 a month in your business. In our earlier episode of this week, we talked about working with your co-manifestor, whoever you're manifesting, right? And I might, as a married woman who's happy in a good marriage, might be like, oh, I really want to bring $20,000 into my business. And all of a sudden, I might be manifesting and look to the side and my co-manifestor, my husband, just manifested $20,000 extra a month that actually came through him and not through me. And I would have to surrender that and be like, okay, well, it seems like the divine is bringing that money through him right now. And I need to be okay with that, surrender to that, and really look at, why was I given this space? Why was that pressure released off of me? What else is here? I surrender to that. And maybe there's a deeper message for why that happened. So that's the surrendering part. When we get to the truth of it and we release those ego aspects, we actually get to the truth of what our desire truly is. And that is the magic. That's actually the true tool of surrender, is that we strip it of its ego and really get to the core of what we are going after. This is actually message number three. I didn't even start with that, but getting to the heart of it is message three. So what I want you to do is think about something that you have been working towards that has not worked out yet, you know, and something that you're like, I've been doing this for a while and it's not working out, somewhere where you're really hitting the wall. And I want you to write out what you think that goal is, you know, like, is it the $20,000 a month? Is it the relationship? Is it the house? And again, all of that is valid. And I'm not asking you to let go of what you want, but I want you to write that out. And then now I want you to write under that, write the truth. And I want you to try to get to the truth of this message. So similarly to when I said, oh, I want $20,000 a month in my business, but if I got to the truth of it, it's that I really want to live in a world where I am valued for being me and for being able to express myself. And if there's one word that I'm getting from the truth, it's valued. I am valued. So that is my truth. So with this thing that you are working towards that you want, I want you to get to the truth of it. If you can even bring it down to one word, what is it that you're really seeking? What is it that you really feel? What's the feeling you think having that thing is going to give you? So if you have to be like, okay, I have the $20,000 a month. It's been 3 months and I keep making $20,000 a month. What feeling do you have? And if you were like honest with yourself, that little vulnerable part of us that's like, I'm so embarrassed to say this, but this is what I really want. Like, I just want to be valued, right? It's a vulnerable part of us. It's a truth part. And once you get to that, that's what you want to hold on to. And that's going to be helpful in the rest of the episode. But that truth is what we're trying to get to. And we're surrendering the rest and just getting to the core of it. Message number four, surrender doesn't mean that we are giving up our goals. And I think that this is why those of us who are high achievers, big dreamers, big doers, we do not like the word surrender because it sounds like you're telling us to not want what we want. And we need to want something because we need a North Star. We need to be working towards something. If not, life gets really depressing and very sad. We need direction. So these North Stars are super important. And that's often why we give ourselves these goals. You know, we're like, it's what makes us stay interested in this video game to wake up every day and be like, okay, cool, I'm working towards this thing. And really the divine is saying like, oh no, I hear you. I want you to have your thing. But you're going about it wrong and you're going to keep spinning your wheels and you're going to feel just discouraged if you keep doing it this way. So surrender is the hack. It's actually the hack to what is not really working right now. So we're not saying let go of the goals. And instead, we're saying be guided by your deepest, honest desire. So it's not like I'm saying I don't want to make $20,000 a month anymore or that I, you know, don't expect more income to come into my life. But what I'm actually saying is I want to live in a world where I am valued, where what I do is valued. And maybe there's an aspect in addition to value, maybe I have what I need to be able to put this value out in the world, let's say. And that's probably like the money part. Being guided by that. So then what's going to happen is that every day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be like, oh, I'm doing this thing. And I've been doing this thing for a long time. Am I really valued in this? Am I supported in what I need in order to do what I need to do? And I might be like, whoa, no, the answer is completely no. I am not being valued and I'm not supported in what I need to do. And I need to work on setting up a situation where I am supported in being able to do what I need to do. And that might, you know, require a lot of different things. So what they're saying is that have a North Star, have a goal, but more from this place where you're not controlling exactly what the outcome looks like. And the reason for that is because your co-creator, the divine, wants to help you in bringing this forward. But when you are too specific and too controlling of how it's supposed to look, like this is supposed to look like $20,000 a month in my business, doing this and doing it that way, then the universe is like, yeah, I mean, I can make that happen, but I'll have to maneuver a lot of things. And when I rearrange a lot of things, sometimes that takes a lot of time. As opposed to if you would let go of how it's supposed to look, but really focus on what feeling you want and what you're trying to bring into your life, then I can make this happen much faster. I can get creative. I can move doors and move things around in order to give this to you faster. So help me help you is what the divine is trying to say. And of course, in this message, it's not about letting go of our goals and what we want, but what we are doing is really increasing our trust in the divine, where before it was a lot of pressure on ourselves, trust in the systems or the things that we are doing, putting all this pressure on this one thing is really going to make it happen. I've been told that this works and I'm going to follow this and this is going to make everything happen. And then when it doesn't happen, right, like you're so discouraged and disappointed, we're here. What we're increasing is trust in the divine. So we will say like, yeah, you know, right now I feel like I'm supposed to do this thing, right? Like let's say in business, I feel like I'm supposed to invest in this coach and I'm not investing in this coach because I think she's going to answer all my problems. That would be the old way. But here it's like, I don't know. I just like really feel I'm being guided here and I trust like wherever this takes me and the divine will show me something here. Like I'll, you know, get some sort of sign. I'll get something out of this. All I know right now is that I'm being guided towards here. And I trust that the rest will be done by the divine. And that is so different because if you think about it, the old way was like, I need to sign up for this coach because this coach is going to change my life. And like, she's going to give me all the answers, right? So what happens is I engage in this thing. It's still the same intuitive message. Both messages are telling me to go towards this coach, right? But one of them is making me very blinded to what is actually happening. Where the second one, which is where I really trust in the divine, I know that I'm being pulled here and I'm trusting, I am open to the mystery of all sorts of experiences that may come from this. And that may mean that I have a horrible experience with the coach, but it really creates something crazy in me that opens me up to whatever is next for me. But I'd have to be open to that and have my eyes and my heart open and my ears open for that. Because if not, I assume why I'm signing up for this. Like I have this assumption like, oh, this is exactly what's going to happen. This is why I signed up for this. And then I'm only looking for that. I'm only looking for it to change my life. I'm only looking for this amazing message from the coach that changes my life. And I'm missing what actually the divine is trying to show me. So that is a big shift where we are increasing trust in the divine rather than putting all our trust in the goal and in the systems or in the steps that get us to that goal. Message number 5, in surrender, we start to live this life that has an absence of wrestling. If you find yourself wrestling a ton, you are in a controlling state. So wrestling means like, do I do it this way? Do I do it this way? Am I taking the wrong step? Is this going to work? It looks similar to doubt, but it's like you're trying to over tweak things to get what you want, right? Like if I add this, if I add that, if I take away this, da, da, da. Like it's this wrestling of whether I should stay or whether I should go or blah, blah, blah. So that is a sign that you think everything is on you, that you think all this is going to happen because of you, or you think that all this is going to happen because of the right decision or the wrong decision. And there's a constant wrestling. And overall, the wrestling happens because we truly think there is a right way and a wrong way. And that's so scary to be able to have this idea that I could choose wrong and mess it totally up. And that is the scariest part. And that's why we wrestle a lot. So when you're moving into surrender, the wrestling goes away because what happens is, again, you've elevated this trust. You're like trusting in the divine, still taking a ton of action because wrestling is basically the sign that there is some sort of action that's supposed to be taken, or there's some sort of letting yourself go down a path that is supposed to happen, but you are afraid of making the wrong choice. So wrestling starts to come up. Where in a surrendered place, if you're living in a surrendered place, you're like, okay, I feel like this is the way I'm supposed to go. I'm going to just put my head down and just live this path. And I'm going to trust that if it's the wrong path, that the divine will make it pretty obvious. And I'm not going to fight what I'm feeling, basically. I'm not going to wrestle with what my feelings are. So for example, the other day I was wrestling with this idea that I just wanted to watch TV. I just wanted to relax. Even though I had some things that I needed to do, I was like, oh, I can go for a hike. I can do this with my kids. I can work on my closet. There was all these tasks I could do with that time. But truly all I really wanted to do, or what I was really feeling like I needed and wanted, was to sit down and watch TV for probably a few hours. And then I just told myself, you know what? We're not going to wrestle with this feeling. We're just going to surrender to this feeling, the surrender of wanting to relax and just wanting to binge a TV show. And if I'm not supposed to do this, or if this is not in my highest and greatest good, something will pop and interrupt me. Nothing interrupted me. I got to just lay there. And that to me is the definition of surrendering, right? It's like, I am just going to allow myself to be here. I'm going to allow myself to be present in this moment. And I'm open to something disrupting it, right? I'm open to my child taking me away from something. I'm open to the Wi-Fi turning off or whatever needs to happen. But for now, I'm not going to wrestle like this very strong feeling that's in me, which is to go down this path. And the wrestling is usually all about having this fear that you can choose it wrong. It's like, no, do what you are feeling called to do. Truly, truly follow that. Like just truly do that. And if something else is supposed to come and mess things up and, you know, rearrange you or pivot you, then you will be pivoted. So it's really about living this life where you're walking these paths until it's very clear for you that there's another way. There's a true awareness in a surrender path. And because surrender has so much to do with presence, actually. And that is my next message, number 6. So surrender is it's a state of presence. Like I am fully present here. I'm accepting this moment. I'm here for it. I'm here for wherever the universe is trying to direct me. And it's because in this co-creation. When you're co-creating, you're like, okay, I really want this thing to happen, but I understand I'm not doing it alone. Then you start to understand that everything is speaking to you. So when you're in the present, you can sense that the whole surrounding around you is trying to speak to you and help you get to where you want to go. And you're paying attention. You might call it signs, but it's not really signs. It's not like, oh, a yellow bird is showing up for me. It's more like, oh, so interesting. My child is complaining every time I bring them here. And this is trying to tell me something. There's something here. And I only caught it because I'm like fully present in this moment. I'm not like thinking about something else. And, you know, of course, you can watch your child and get all in your head and be like, oh my gosh, what is this child trying to say? As opposed to that kind of natural occurrence that you're like sitting there and your child says something, you're like, oh my God, this child's trying to talk to me. The universe is talking to me right now. And that only comes through a sense of presence. It only comes like when we are fully present and not actually in our head or somewhere else, and we are fully accepting what is here. So again, going back to my rest, a week ago, I came down with these horrible shingles and I was so surprised. I was like, what? I have so much on my to-do list and so many things to do. And I wanted to fight that thing. I was like, no, I can't. I got to keep moving. And I tried and it was so painful. By the second day, I had to just cancel my days and I had to take things easy. And I just had to surrender to this pace that my body is bringing me to, even though I do not want this pace. I thought that like I had a lot of things to do. But as I listened to my body these last few days, oh my gosh, so transformative. The things that I learned over this last week would have taken me months in therapy to learn, because I just surrendered and accepted this moment and I listened. So when you're present, you're able to listen. That's the beauty of being present, is you're here and these things are talking to you. And truly, that's what makes people seem intuitive. When people are like, oh, you're so intuitive, it's like, I'm actually just like a very good listener. I can just sense what the universe is trying to tell me because I'm very, very present, if that makes sense. That is what surrender is trying to tell you. There's a ton of action in surrender, but it comes from being present. It comes from having your ears open to see like what the universe is trying to tell you and not to force it. It happens when you're lost in a present moment doing something and all of a sudden it's so crazy and loud what is being asked of you and where you're being asked to go. And that is really what the gift of surrender is. And our last message about surrender, which is my favorite, is surrender is all about focusing on our own energy and paying attention to what matches our energy. So when I surrender, I'm again not forcing things, I'm not trying to make things happen. Instead, my North Star is I want to be valued and feel like I have what I need to be able to express myself, let's say. That's my North Star. So then I'm going to go in return on my day-to-day life, be like, okay, what do I need to do to be a person that feels valued? And how do I show up for that? How do I do that? And I'm just working on myself to just be somebody who, you know, maybe can accept being valued, that I have to have a conversation with my loved ones who are not valuing me, or that my schedule is not allowing me to do what I want to do. There might be a lot of different things that I need to move around in order to be a person who is living in a world where I am valued, right? There's all these tasks and these to-dos. But what's cool is that as I do that, then I start to raise my vibration, my energy, and then I become an energetic match for things. So I don't have to leap over. So for example, in the old way, I'm thinking like, oh, I need that house in that neighborhood. That's what's going to make me happy. I'm going to surrender that and just be like, no, I know that, you know, what I'm really searching for is XYZ vibration. So I'm really going to work towards that. And then what's cool is that then I get to look at what's an energetic match for me. And if that house in that neighborhood is not becoming an energetic match for me, I'm not going to say it's because I'm low vibe or I'm not good. I'm going to say I trust that if that is in my highest, greatest good, I'm working so much on my vibration that that will come to me. I don't need to cross my boundary and try to force and make something happen for me that actually might be the worst thing for me. I think this is so evident when we're thinking about relationships. You really want to make something work with a so-and-so person, but it's not working. Or even, let's say, a friendship. It could be a romantic relationship. And you're just deciding, I'm not going to cross over. I'm not going to cross over to that boundary. As I work on this vibration of mine and making it really beautiful and potent and healed, if that person is naturally attracted to me and comes my way and their life aligns with my life, then I know we're good. But if I have to cross out of this vibration that I'm making for myself to bring that person into my world, or that I'm crossing out of my world and into their world, then I know that I am not in surrender, that I'm doing the opposite. I'm actually going outside of my vibe. This is like a simplified way of receiving what is in our highest and greatest good and what's actually good for us. It's a simplified manifestation, you know? I am just tending to my own vibration, to my own self, my own love. And I'm going to be really curious about what is energetically matching me. And at first, I might look around and be like, oh, these things are energetically matching me because there's something in me that is an energetic match for that. So what do I need to change within me so that I'm no longer an energetic match for that thing? I want to be an energetic match for the next thing. So now this is a clue. And again, this is a much more surrendered way because you might not know that clue. You have this linear to-do task list that you think is good when the truth is it's so much deeper than that. And that's what the energy of surrender tries to bring us to. So this is this idea that as I tend to my vibration and look around at what I'm energetically matching towards, those are the clues. Those are actually the steps. That's actually what I'm supposed to be working towards. Those are our seven messages, but I want to wrap this up with a little bit of extending my empathy and compassion for you because it is so scary to hear that I need to let go of this dream that I thought was going to happen and that it was going to look just like this. It's so scary to do that. I mean, I remember having to do that when I lived in Miami and being like, well, I thought what my goal was to make it here, to live in this nice house, to be able to afford the private schools, to be able to have the nice cars. Like that was the ultimate, you know? And then when I realized, oh, that's actually coming from a survival place. That's not actually what I want. What I want is this joyfully creative life that's expressive and a healthy family. And I don't know if that means I stay in Miami. I have no idea. And I had to really surrender that. I mean, I actually remember the surrender moment. If you've read my book, Soul-Led Living, I talk about this moment, but my husband was in such a bad place and it was all about us trying to survive and make this thing happen. And I looked at him in the eyes and I was like, listen, none of this matters to me. I just looked around at everything we had, the kids in the private school outfits and the nice house and the cars, the life we could barely afford, you know? And I looked around and I was like, I don't need any of this. All I need is you, my kids, this love. And this was like divine intervention. Like I didn't plan to say that to my husband. This was truly like a moment that the divine just came through me and was like, how about trying this? And it felt so good when I tried it. And it was life-changing when I did it. And I think before that, I would have thought that I was giving up, that I was like giving up on what I wanted and that I wasn't going to get what I wanted. And that little girl in me was like, I want what I want. You know, I want to have these things. And of course, in that moment, I've learned that I have more than I would have ever wanted. And I look forward to receiving even more. Like it doesn't stop there. But this is obviously much better than what I was working towards. And it was all a result of surrendering. But that's really what this divine guidance, like I really see all of you guys really guided right now. And that's why they're trying to offer it to you. There is more. And as much as you think you're a great creator, the divine is a much better creator than you. So to let go a little bit of the things that you are drastically holding on to, because they do change the way things move forward. So it's like, I can tell the divine, hey, divine, I want all these beautiful things to happen, but it has to happen in Miami and I have to stay in this house. The divine will be like, okay, cool, yeah. The universe is like, yeah, yeah, cool. Like I can do that, but it's going to limit my creativity. You know, I can't fully bring what I could bring and there's something better. It's kind of like telling the most amazing designer that you want them to make you a dress, but it has to be in purple. And that might be hard for that. The designer was like, okay, yeah, I can do it, but it's going to limit what's possible. I'd actually love to do it in this color because you look better in this color and blah, blah, blah. And it allows me to have this material or whatever. So we are limiting the universe by holding on things tightly. So you're really being asked to trust that there is more and that you're going to get what you want and more with the people. And there's just an opportunity here to go bigger. Basically. And I don't mean more ambitious or more work. It's just to have a bigger life, to have a more expansive and creative life. But there are some things that we are holding on to so tightly that are really blocking what's trying to come through. And without understanding the tool that is surrender and how it really guides us and how it teaches us to be a better creator, we're just going to kind of keep spinning our wheels. Take what you needed from this recording, of course, but also just bringing in this idea that you're ready to surrender. And whenever I see myself holding like too tightly on things, I do a practice of surrender for 30 days and I just kneel once a day by my bed usually or wherever. And I also get like in child's pose. That's another surrender position that I like. And I just say, and I surrender. Like I surrender to the highest path. I surrender to your highest and greatest path, your highest and greatest mission for me or my highest and greatest destiny. I surrender. And I get my body in on it because my physical self might be saying I want to surrender, but I'm not getting the full picture. So I'll bring my body with me to the party and I'll do 30 days of this. And it has always been life-changing for me. So when you feel like you're holding too tight and something is not working out, I really invite you to that practice. It truly is a beautiful practice. And I hope that these messages really expanded you and supported you and may even be something that you have to listen back to when you're in a place of, I know I need to surrender on this one. So I love you much. Thank you so much for being here. And I will see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.